From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. On Wall Street today, all eyes were on the Federal Reserve to see whether it would change its stance on interest rates. The Fed announced no change, keeping its Fed funds rate down near zero. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The Fed has been keeping interest rates low because that makes it cheaper to borrow money, and that gives the economy a boost. But if it keeps rates low too long, the Fed risks sparking inflation. As expected, the Fed decided the economy still needs all the various extra stimulus programs that it has in place. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist of IHS Global Insight.
On the one hand, the Fed is seeing evidence that the economy has stabilized. However, on the other hand, you have credit conditions are still tight. We're not completely out of the woods yet.
The Fed said economic activity is, quote, leveling out, but it remains constrained by job losses, tight credit, lower housing wealth, and sluggish income growth. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Obama administration officials are confirming today officials will be heading to Michigan to tour a state prison that could be used to hold terrorism suspects currently being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. According to government officials, the representatives from the Defense and Homeland Security Departments will tour a state prison in Standish, Michigan tomorrow. Also said to be under consideration for housing some Guantanamo detainees is a military facility at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. There are currently 229 suspected Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and other fighters being held at Guantanamo Bay. Friends and supporters of Sonia Sotomayor crowded a White House reception honoring the nation's newest Supreme Court justice today. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Lawyers, lawmakers, and proud Latinos cheered when Justice Sotomayor walked into the White House East Room, accompanied by President Obama. The veteran judge prayed for divine guidance and wisdom in her new role and said she's grateful to the United States for being such a land of opportunity.
It is this nation's faith in a more perfect union that allows a Puerto Rican girl from the Bronx to stand here now.
Sotomayor also noted the judicial oath she took over the weekend, renewing her pledge to treat all people, no matter what their background, as equal under the law. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
U.S. Airways and Delta are playing Let's Make a Deal in terms of takeoff and landing slots at two key East Coast airports. Atlanta-based Delta will exchange some of its flying rights at Washington's Reagan National Airport with U.S. Airways in exchange for slots U.S. Airways currently has at New York's LaGuardia Airport. In the case of Delta, the airline will get 11 more gates in New York. U.S. Airways picks additional takeoff and landing slots at National, further solidifying its dominant carrier status in Washington. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 120 points to close at 9,361. The NASDAQ was up 28 points today. This is NPR. Volatile town hall meetings over President Obama's health care initiative are showing no signs of calming down, with Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter facing another tough crowd in State College today. Specter tried to use jokes to lighten the mood a bit, and in Iowa, Senator Charles Grassley said today he thinks only people who come into the U.S. legally should be covered under a government-funded plan. Grassley also said he is opposed to any plan which, in his words, determines when you're going to pull the plug on grandma. Some critics of the Obama health initiative, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, have claimed the legislation would include so-called death panels that could deny care for the elderly, though some members of Congress have pointed out there is no language on denial of care in the bill. The World Trade Organization made a ruling today that could give the U.S. big market opportunities in China for everything from CDs to DVDs, music downloads, and books. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has reaction from Washington.
U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk said in a statement that the WTO panel handed a significant victory to America's creative industries. He said the panel's report, released in Geneva, is an important step toward ensuring market access for legitimate U.S. products in the Chinese market, and Kirk said he would work tirelessly toward that goal. The WTO panel said that Chinese restrictions on importing and distributing books and films breaks international trade rules and should be revised. China can still appeal the decision. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Federal government's pool of red ink rose last month. The government says the July budget deficit of $180.6 billion, a record for the month, brings the fiscal year-to-date budget shortfall to just over $1.2 trillion, more than triple the deficit from the same period a year ago. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.